Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to another episode of the program. The teacher with me, Ata, the host of this program. I have two special guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Sheikh Rouhani and Sayyid Mahdi. Sheikh Rouhani, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And Sayyid Mahdi, assalamu alaikum to you.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
For today's discussion of the program, the teacher, we want to talk about an important Islamic teaching and concept, and that is Ma'rifatun Nafs. Let's start with a general definition of what is Ma'rifatun Nafs, Sheikh Rouhani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. According to the Islamic teachings and doctrines, among the most important knowledge or pieces of knowledge that we can acquire is the knowledge about self, yes, or about soul and nafs. Mm-hmm. Because according to the Islamic teachings, the essential, let's say, part of the existence of man is his nafs or his soul.
Yes.
If someone can achieve the knowledge about the soul, it improves the person in terms of the personality, characteristics, faith, iman, and other, let's say, existential kind of characteristics.
Yes.
So that is why in the Quran, in the riwayat, and also according to the viewpoints of the Muslim scholars, we should focus and concentrate on knowing about ourselves, about the soul, about nafs.
Yes.
That what we are, mm-hmm, and what kind of creature we are. Because of what? Because once you know yourself, your characteristics, then, for example, you arrange kind of plans for yourself based on that kind of understanding and perceptions that you have.
All right.
If you do not understand what you really is or what you exactly is, then, of course, you cannot set any kind of plan, any kind of program for your improvement, for your perfection in your life. And then you would not be able to know what are the things that you should achieve in this life and what is the objective of your life and what is the purpose of your life and how can you go towards that objectives and purposes without knowing
that,
yourself. Yes.
So can we say the Ma'rifatun Nafs is a kind of philosophical, ontological, or epistemological question,
yes,
isn't
yes. it? It is multidimensional, right, kind of question.
Okay,
yes.
Self-questioning and self-recognition.
Yes.
And self-recognition and Ma'rifatun Nafs for what, Sayyid Mahdi? I mean, what is the main goal and purpose behind Ma'rifatun Nafs? If a person wants to know himself more than before, what will be the benefit?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Right, so when we're looking at self-knowledge or this ma'rifatun nafs, this knowledge of the self, of basically where we came from and where we're going, right, which in the Quran is, in the Quranic and the Arabic term is inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. This fundamental idea of where we came from, where we're going, and in reality who we are, it defines your life. It defines who you are. It defines the goals in your life. It defines, you know, the way you look at the world. Your global perspective is shaped. Your world perspective is shaped.
That's right.
And of course, your life is shaped based upon this idea of knowing yourself, knowing where you came from, knowing where you're going, mm-hmm, knowing the purpose of your life. One of the interesting things is that in the world, when we look around, we see that in many of the capitalist and consumerist or materialist political systems or economic systems, one of the things that is done is to make the individual forget who they are.
Mm-hmm.
For example, where they came from, what their purpose in life is.
So, sorry, when you say where they came from, you mean you're talking about the main purpose of creation and thinking about God or something?
Right, exactly. So, uh-huh, you know, where we came from, when we look at it, the Islamic and the Twelver Shia Madhab and the school of thought, of course, you know, where we come from is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is our creator. We are the creations of the Almighty Allah. And of course, where we're going, we will again return to the Almighty Allah in this great day of judgment. And
yes,
so all of a sudden, this completely changes, you know, one's focus. You go from an individual who has no purpose in this other worldview.
Yes.
But in this worldview, all of a sudden you have a purpose. There's a reason you are here. There is a test that you're going through, and eventually you will be judged based upon how you come out on that test.
All right. Okay, I'll get back to you about more details about self-knowledge.
Sure. IRIB English Radio. Please follow our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir.
But Sheikh Rouhani, one of the major questions that the people might ask and say is that the other will know you better than you yourself. I mean, this is a cliche sentence. I mean, some people might say that the people around you, because they have control over you, or you are under the watch of such guys, for example, your parents, brothers, sisters, friends, will know you more better than yourself. Is it this true or not?
I don't think so, you know, because man is an unknown creature, essentially, existentially. Because you cannot predict any kind of actions that will be performed by a person. Yes, for example, according to your understanding, according to your personal experiences about a specific kind of person, you might assume that, of course, he has such and such kind of characteristics. But later you see the way that he behaved, the way that he, let's say, treats the others. It is completely strange and it's completely unpredictable. That is why, from the Islamic perspective, the best knowledge that we can acquire about the mankind,
yes,
is the knowledge that is provided for us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Very good.
Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as the creator of mankind, knows best that what kind of creature is man.
Yes.
That's why when he introduces man in the Holy Quran and via the ahadith and the sayings of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam, that is the most reliable and trustworthy kind of knowledge that we should rely on, because they know perfectly that what man is.
All right.
So that is why even the main kind of characteristics of ruh, from soul in the Holy Quran, it is termed as ruh.
Yes.
But when it comes to the characteristics of ruh, that what exactly ruh is, because according to the ayat of the Holy Quran and according to the Islamic teachings, ruh is a kind of creature which goes beyond the nature, beyond the physical and material kind of nature. That's why the understanding and perception of all the characteristics of ruh is impossible. Through sensory knowledge, through, yes, let's say, experimental knowledge. That is why we must refer to revelation, to wahi.
Yes.
We must refer to the authentic ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Ahlul Bayt.
Very good.
In which they explain some characteristics of ruh and nafs. Right. Then based on those explanations, we can, for example, decide that, okay, how should we live in this world, and how should we, for example, improve ourselves.
Very good.
And what is the improvement and what is the perfection? What is the prosperity and real happiness for mankind?
That's right.
Because sometimes not knowing well the nature of ruh and nafs,
yes,
we will not be able to achieve any kind of real and true happiness.
Very good.
Yeah, sometimes,
yes, Adam,
sometimes we may assume that we are prosperous, we are happy, but in reality we are not happy. You know, this is very much important.
Yes.
That is why knowing soul, knowing nafs is really, really significant. And everybody should think about it, should study about it, should try his best and her best to understand his own self, her own self. And then he should, he must be able, might be able, inshallah, to to go step forward towards the happiness, prosperity, so on.
Yeah, and happiness, and the real meaning of happiness has to be clarified. I mean, is happiness, I mean, laughing or joking, for example, as we see nowadays in the social media, that the people are getting happy by the comedies or something like that. But Said Mahdi, this type of self-knowledge, is it only limited to spiritual aspect? I mean, when we want to talk about knowing ourselves, does it include both the body and the soul? Or no, we can say the soul is more important than the body in the self-knowledge process.
Yeah, so what we find when we're talking about this self-knowledge and this contemplation upon the self or this awareness of the self, it's composed of two dimensions. One is this material dimension and one is the spiritual dimension. And both of them are important, you know, when it comes to the body, the physical aspect, the material aspect of an individual, this has to be taken into consideration, just as the spiritual aspect needs to be taken into consideration. What we find in many of the systems around the world or many of the religions around the world, they are usually one-sided. And what is interesting when it comes to the pure Muhammadan Islam and when it comes to this Islam that we have from the Ahlul Bayt, alayhim as-salam, the 12 divinely appointed Imams, peace and blessings upon them, is that it is a complete, all-encompassing and wholesome philosophy, religion, way yes. of life and perspective. And so it does have both the material dimensions and the spiritual dimensions. When you look at much of the Western civilization, you will see that it primarily concentrates on the material aspect of a human being.
That's right.
Whether it's just merely the physical body or the pleasures of the physical body or attaining wealth and power and these kind of things. Mm-hmm. And we see that the West, for the most part, has not reached this prosperity or this happiness that we were just talking about. You will see the amount of depression is very high
yes.
in Western countries. The amount of suicide is very high in Western countries.
Yes.
And that shows you that just the material aspect is not enough.
So you mean self-knowledge is not accomplished in a true sense of the word in the Western world, isn't it? That's the main yeah. reason for suicide or something like that.
Yeah, well, it's not just that. I would add that not only is self-knowledge not attained in mm-hmm. the Western civilization. Matter of fact, self-knowledge is corrupted. Uh-huh. And so when you look at the masses in the West, they are only told to focus on the material aspect. So uh-huh. they are totally distorting the concept of self-knowledge, which is leading to depression and suicide in many places across the world.
Okay, that's right. So in order to, Shaykh Rouhani, this is the last question for today's discussion. In order to start our self-knowledge, I mean self-recognition, what should we do? I mean, a person might say that, for example, when I'm a kid or a teenager or something like that, I do not have access to many authentic references. I do not know where to start. In fact, I'm not prepared enough or trained enough in order to have access to this type of knowledge you are talking about. Mm-hmm. So at what age or through what means shall I start my self-knowledge?
Okay, you know, of course, in primary schools and intermediary schools and also in higher schools, in this kind of ages, the children and the students must become familiar with some kind of knowledge about nafs, about soul, particularly for Muslims. For example, if they cannot achieve this kind of knowledge in let's say schools, they should have like Sunday schools or let's say Saturday schools. In this kind of classes, they should learn about the importance of nafs, about
right.
let's say soul and the way that they can understand something about nafs. But when they become adult as university students, they themselves can start let's say further studies, deeper studies about nafs. There are lots of books, let's say, articles, materials available
yes. mm-hmm.
on let's say, internet. They can just search
yes.
and find them and study and, let's say, improve themselves in terms of this kind of knowledge.
That's right.
Which are nowadays very easily available.
Okay. There are lots of details to be tackled regarding the concept of ma'rifat wa nafs. I mean, we'll get to the more practical aspects of the ma'rifat wa nafs in our upcoming sessions of the program, the teacher. But thank you very much for this episode, Sheikh Rouhani and Sayyid Mahdi. It was very kind of you. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program, the teacher. Please, for more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah. Allah.